Welcome, Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding a Bikurim Daf Chavov in the Oizod, or edition, Perek Shlishi, in the middle of Halacha Hei. This is the last Daf of Maseches Bikurim, and the last Daf of Seder Zroim B'Siyata Dishmaya. So we start in the Gemara in the third line. It says the Gemara, V'Itur HaBikurim Min B'Sheinu Mino. That's a quote of the Mishnah, the Itur HaBikurim can bring for another mean, and the Gemara is really not going to refer to this line. So the Gemara, Tanyo, says in the Braiso, HaBikurim mitzo la'avion b'shivo kelim. Meaning, when you bring shivo, meaning there's seven species that you bring bikurim from. If you do bring the seven, each one should be in its own vessel, its own kli. V'imivion b'kli echot, but if you put it in one vessel, yotza. You yotza even if it's together. V'kitzadu oise if it's one kli. Noisen so'ir milamato v'davar acher al gabeim. You put the thing which is the lowest quality in the bottom, and then slowly you go up and have the highest quality, the item which is considered the more chashuv on top. So the lowest one is barley, you put it in the bottom. On top of that, to separate between the species, you put something in the middle. The Maharal Pulda says you put some leaves. So davar acher is some separation between the different meaning. So you start with soirim and you put something on top. Then, chitim al gabeim v'davar acher al gabeim. Then comes wheat and you put something on top of the wheat. Zeisim al gabeim, then comes the olives v'davar acher al gabeim. And you separate with something else. Tumorim al gabeim, then comes the dates, v'dovarach al gabeim, and you put some separation. Rimoinim, the pomegranates al gabeim, v'dovarach al gabeim, then you put something on top of the pomegranates. Teinim, the figs al gabeim, v'dovarach al gabeim. And then, lemalu me'em anovim, the top thing should be grapes. Umakif aleim eshkoil shal novim yibachutz. Then, when you want to make, you put on top of it a nice grape that will just make a nice design on top. And as the Rash Tzirilah points out, this goes like Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah that says that the itur, the beautification, when you come to make the sound look nicer, has to be in the same mean of the bikurim. Continues the Bryson and says, Lo yo'oili michidim michidim ela plochim plochim. We didn't go individuals to read bikurim, but they came as a group, as we saw earlier in the Masechto. They also didn't walk the entire day. They didn't want to become very tired. They would walk only 2/3 of the day to go towards Yerushalayim. Chazoni beis haknesses oyle mimoim. The shamashim that wasn't in charge on the shuls, they used to come with them. Veloni b'chayv shalir, as we saw before, they slept in the street. Veloya yunichnosin labatim, they didn't go into the houses when they got gathered together in one city. Pnei oyle tumo, because they were scared maybe this house would be tome and make the bikurim tome. Vetuunim oyle v'shlamim, they came with karbanis with the bikurim, and this we mentioned also before, the birds were used as oilus, and the axe that came in front of them, that was the shlomim. When they came, so then everybody came to greet them and made a big asik when they came. But once they were done, they didn't make such a big asik when they left. The Gemara concludes with the quote of the Mishnah, to service a bikurim, p'turim in admai, that whatever is part of the bikurim and joins the bikurim, you don't have to do dmai, you don't have to be mafrish maise, which is a suffix. Similar, tanyu p'turim min avadai umin admai. You're potter from both. Not only a suffix, but also vaday. There's no maisus coming out from bikurim, not only from the main bikurim, but also from the tosefes bikurim, the extra bikurim that you add, there's also no maisus over there. Reb Chaim in the Mishnah points out that other places in the Yerushalmi is mashma, that tosefes bikurim is chayav and maiser, and is only potter from suffix maiser, only potter from the mai. And he says this Gemara L'chur argues in these other Gemaras. Halacha vav zok de Mishnah emasai omru tosefes bikurim ke bikurim. When do we say that the extra bikurim joins the bikurim and has the same din of bikurim? Pesman shi bo mina oritz, if it comes from Eretz Yisrael and not from chutz oritz. If it ain't nobody mina oritz, but if it's coming from chutz oritz, ain't it bikurim? It doesn't have a din like bikurim. And then you don't eat it with taharo and you are chayav in the mai. Continues the Mishnah, lemam ruah bikurim minichse koin. What do we say that the bikurim is considered to be that belongs to the koin? Shu koinim em avodim vekakoris. They can use them to purchase slaves in land, ubehimatmeo, even an animal which is tome, ubaalchoiv notlom bechoivo vaisha biksuvoso. And if the kohen owes money to somebody, he can extract his loan from the bikurim, and also a woman, a wife of the kohen, can take her ksuva from the bikurim. Vesefer Torah. Vesefer Torah, Reb Chaim here brings two explanations. Either he means you can use bikurim to purchase sefer Torah. And the chiddush is, even though you're not supposed to sell a sefer Torah, you still can use the bikurim to purchase it. Or that this part goes to the last sentence. A woman can take an ksuva bikurim, and she can also take a sefer Torah for her ksuva as well. And he adds that according to this pshat, some have the girsa that a isha biksuvaso kes sefer Torah. She's taking it like a sefer Torah. The same way she can take a sefer Torah, she can also take the bikurim for her ksuva. When you give the bikurim, you have to give it to a koyin who's a chaver, meaning that he keeps and he eats truma betahara. And betoiva means it's a toiva sanoa. What's a toiva sanoa mean? Whenever you're giving something to a koyin, like truma, so the koyin owes you a favor because you gave him truma. So meaning you can choose who to give it to and give it to the chaver. No, we don't treat it like truma. We give it to the people that are working in Beis HaMikdash that week. And they split it between them, like Kodesh HaMikdash, meaning there's no Torah Sano. You're not giving it to any specific coin. You're giving it to the Beis HaMikdash, and whoever's in Beis HaMikdash that week takes whatever came to Beis HaMikdash, and Bikurim is included in that as well. So meaning, do we look at Bikurim like Truma, which is outside Beis HaMikdash, you give it to the one you want to give it to? Or we look at Bikurim like Korbanis, that you give it to Beis HaMikdash, whoever is working that week in Beis HaMikdash, he will take a part in it. Says the Gemara in Daf Chavav Amud Beis. Rav Yanai, that's our Girsa. Rav Chaim fixes it based on the Gro. Rav Yoisi said, "B'shem Rav Chiyo Barvo, Shalos Rav Shimon Gamliel, Mao Sheimker Odom Sefer Toiro Liso Isha. Could a person sell a Sefer Toiro in order to marry a woman? Amr Lo Ein In. Yes, you could. It's fine. You could sell a Sefer Toiro for that. Now, what about Lilmud Toiro? Could a person sell a Sefer Toiro so he's going to have money to learn Toiro? Amr Lo Ein. You could do that as well." Says the Gemara, Mipnei Chayov, what a bad, can I sell a Sefer Torah for Parnasa? Because the person needs the money to live. Veloya Givuni did not answer. That's how Rav Yanai, or according to the Gius of Rav Chaim, that's how Rabbi Yoisi quoted it. Rav Yoinovish, Shem Rav Chia Barvo, he said a little differently. What did Rav Yoina say? Shalud of Shem Gamliel, Mao Shim Karad of Sefer Torah, Liso Yisho. They asked of Shem Gamliel, can you sell a Sefer Torah to marry? And he said, Omer Lo'in. He said, that's fine. Lilmud Torah, can I sell Sefer Torah to learn Torah? Omer lo in. Mipnei Chayav lo shalun v'lo yagivun. But Mipnei Chayav for Parnassah didn't even ask it. And he merely didn't answer. Sigmund, Daite, Der Bioino, according to the second Girso, Niko, I understand. Lo shalun v'lo yagivun. He didn't ask and he didn't answer. It wasn't even a question in their mind. But Al Daite, Der Bioisi, In shalun le, lama lo yagivun. If they asked the question, why did he answer? Says the Gemara, "Ki also of Chananya, Rav Pinchos, of Yoichon, of Shem, Shem Gamliel." He said, "Moichru Adam Sefer Torah Lisaisho v'Lilmud Torah." Person could sell Sefer Torah, you know, to marry, to learn Torah, which is extra things out of more than life. Kol Shkei, if he needs to live, he needs Parnasa. Of course, he could sell Sefer Torah, and that's why says Rav Chaim. That's the answer why Rav Shem Gamliel did not answer this question because the answer is so pashut. Kol Shkei, you could sell Sefer Torah for Parnasa. Says the Gemara now, we're going to quote something which is, we mentioned, Lilmoy Torah, so he mentioned something that's related to that. Tani, Amadu is Benoy Lilmoy Torah. He did a neder, I'm not going to enjoy my son, because I want my son to be able to learn. I don't want to disturb his learning. Mutar lemaloysoy chavit shamayim uladlik lo saner. The son could fill a barrel of water and to light a candle for his father. Because that was not his reference. When he said that he wants to do a neder, it means he didn't want to work too hard for him. But to do a little tashmish, a little service, that's fine. He can also go to the market, to the marketplace, and do what he needs in the market. Says the Gemara, Upligin, another gear says, Umapligin, meaning coming to say they're not really arguing. Can be ish, can be isha. Depends who's doing the nether. Is it a father or the mother? If the father says the nether, I don't want my son to get disturbed. So he meant to say that he's not going to do for him his business in the market. That's part of the regular day-to-day business. But Aisha usually doesn't go to the market. She didn't mean that in her lashon. She meant to say he's not going to do for her services in the house. But to go to the market is something that she didn't think about when she did the neder. If the father is Adam Choshuv, that doesn't go to the market. So he's like a woman. He didn't mean to say that the son should not go to the market because anyway he doesn't go to the market. So that was not part of his intention. So there was a story, the person made a neder that his son will go in Torah and won't be disturbed. So the story exactly as we learned, he allowed the son to fill a barrel of water and to light a candle for his father, small services, that was not part of the neder. Says the Gemara, Tani, even though we had a heterim to sell Sefer Torah, But someone sells a Sefer Torah that he inherited from his father, he doesn't see a Siman Bracha. And therefore, she pointed out that even though it's his father's Sefer Torah, meaning Kochkin his own Sefer Torah, but a person has a mitzvah to write his own Sefer Torah, so you would think a Sefer Torah that he inherited from his father, so that will be fine. It's no Bracha to sell a Sefer Torah. Someone who keeps a Sefer Torah in his house, and referring to the Sefer Torah of his father, the Pasuk says a name, so then he has richness in his house, and in tzedakah stays forever. It's a very big bracha to have a Sefer Torah in the house. As the Lashon are printed here in the end of the Maseches, Salik Pirko, it's the end of the Perek. Vestikolo Mesechta de Bikurim, it's the end of Maseches Bikurim. Vekulo Sidro de Zroim, and the entire Seder de Zroim we finished over here, Berach Mishmayo. Special Rachmi Mesiata de Shmayo, that we're able to learn the entire Seder de Zroim from beginning to end. And this cycle of the Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Be'ez Hashem, we should continue on to learn many other Mesechtas and Zdorim Acherim, and to finish the entire Shas of Talmud Yerushalmi, Be'ez Hashem, for anybody here who is participating this year, and anybody who is learning Yerushalmi in Klal Yisrael. Just end with one small ha'ara regarding what we have here in the Oiz L'Hadar. There's another perek printed. There's a perek revi called Perek Adroigenus. Now, in all the prints of Yerushalmi that I checked, this perek is not printed. This perek, there's a discussion if it belongs to the Mishnah or not. Is it part of the Mishnayos and Maseches Bikurim or does not belong there? Also, this perek has many problems in the nusach and the girsa of the Mishnah. That's why you see the way it's printed. Ois v'ader, there's three different nuschos for this perek, and it seems that in general this was not included in Seder Limud of Talmud Yerushalmi. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Bikurim Dav Chavov, Maseches Bikurim, and Seder Zroim B'Siyata Tishmaya.